So here is a quick tutorial for how the Unit 2 lessons work. And in fact, I'm probably going to go back and redo the Unit 1 lessons more in this format because I like how these are a bit more interactive. And it doesn't take much to be more interactive than a video, I admit. But think about it this way. We all remember those old how to learn how to read or how to learn a foreign language books where you would get a cassette tape, yes, an old school cassette tape, and you would play it along with a while you read the book. And it would read something out loud, and then at a point there would be a boop or a turn the page. And you would then turn the page and you would advance the lesson by listening to the narration based upon what was on in the book. This is basically the digital equivalent of that. This is one of those ways that the old school is the new school, as it were. I should never say that again. But more or less, that's what it is. If you take a quick look at how this works, just take a moment to look around the initial frame here. When you put your mouse over the little slideshow, you'll notice several controls appear. First, there is a back button that is on the left, and there is a forward button that's on the right. Clicking either of those will either advance you forward or backwards in the slideshow. Down in the bottom right-hand corner, there's a little set of four arrows pointing outwards. If you click on those, it makes the entire thing full screen. Well, at least it'll fill up the window, as opposed to being windowed inside of the Aramaic New Testament website. Once you're in full screen, I mean, give it a click, see what it looks like, the full screen thing. You'll notice everything scales up. Some of the text might be a tiny bit blurrier than I'd like it to be, but we're going to work with that for now. You'll also notice that the arrows pointing out are now pointing in. So give that another click, and you're out of the full screen mode again. Also, once you have highlighted this, highlighted the presentation, you can use the left and right arrow keys also to navigate, as well as the up and down keys as well. So, this is the basic format. What's going to happen is that there will be some narration where I'll be going over a story in Aramaic, and every frame I will first speak in Aramaic, in Galilean, and then I will give a translation, a basic translation into English. And for every frame, that's what we're going to do. When I want you to advance the slides, when I'm speaking in English, of course, I'll say, next slide. When I'm speaking in Galilean, I will say, Bathara, which means the next one, or next. And sometimes there will be interactive portions of the slides, depending on what we're doing. There might be little flashcards. There might be links to click. There might be a section where we go over some vocabulary, or some basic, an image will appear. And then you'll have to guess, speak out loud, what the image represents in Galilean, and you'll see some Galilean text, and you'll have to pronounce it. And in order to hear if you're correct, there might be additional audio files for you to play. Overall, this should be pretty straightforward. So if you have any questions, please leave them in the comments section below on this post here, and I will do my best to get back to you as soon as possible. If you see any errors or any glitches with the site software, please also report them there, because I want to make sure that this works for as many people as possible. And if you're not having fun, then I'm doing something wrong. So be sure to leave me your suggestions and comments and stuff like that too, because I'm always up for making this a better experience, a fun experience. So with that, give the next unit a shot, and let's see how you do. I hope you enjoy it. Shalom.